Our live Moberly City Manager's Report, and our guest this morning is Moberly Police Chief Troy Link. Were you able to get the cow out of the road?
Last I knew, we were working on getting her back inside of a fence. It's always a problem when I have a large animal out on the middle of 63 where traffic is running 70-plus anyway.
No doubt about it. All right, so hopefully she's tucked away. All right, we've got some topics we want to talk about. I was just learning about your new computer-aided dispatch system. I guess the term is Spillman. What is Spillman, and what will it do for the department, Chief?
So Spillman Enterprises is a company that does computer-aided dispatch programs and also report programs. They're a division of Motorola, so they're backed by a well-known and long-term company. The reason for that is that our CAD system, our computer-aided dispatch that is used to track calls and do all that, as well as our reporting system, was put in place in 97. So it's 20-plus years old. That system was badly outdated. We've been putting patches and Band-Aids on it for the last 7 to 10 years, and it came to a point in time where if it went down on us, we weren't going to have anything. So we actually started in January of 17 looking for replacement systems. And we had some things that we needed to see, and part of that was that we needed to keep 20 years worth of data. Reports and all of our contacts for the last 20 years that we had in Code 3, we really wanted that to transfer over to the new system. We didn't want to have to start from scratch. That was a challenging aspect, to find a company that was willing to convert that data over into the new system, and it would tell us from the front, yes, absolutely, we can do that. So that was the deciding factor with Spillman, and it's Spillman Technologies is what it's called, but they're a Windows-based system, so that allows us a lot of versatility over our old system. It allows everything to be electronically stored now, and so it allows us to now begin, instead of paper copies, we can disseminate reports and entire files electronically because it's Windows-based. So that's going to help my administrative staff and me to be able to track reports and things like that, and it'll be a big help.
If you have any questions for Chief Link, you're welcome to give us a call here this morning about anything we talk about or maybe something on your mind, 263-2424. Sheridan Valley Line 388-6424 or 800-892-2300. There is obviously a price to pay. These are not cheap units, right?
That is correct. Anytime we start upgrading electronics, if anybody's wanting out to buy a new computer, you buy a computer, and then the next year you find out that there's upgrades and changes and the new is better. Cellular phones is another prime example of how fast technology moves. Technology that is new and up to date and up to speed is expensive. This program here is going to cost us in the excess of close to $300,000. Now, that was a purchase lease, so we're not paying for all that up front. The actual system was $270,000, and I figure by the time we get all of our training and all of our incidental costs and things like that done, we'll be well over $300,000 by the time we get it all said and done. But it brings us into the 21st century, and that was the important part. And this has been identified. It's not like we just decided to do this last month. It was noted as an area of concern for a long time. And something that we've been working on, as I said, I started working on it really looking for what was available in January of 17. So we just signed a contract this past spring to get it actually started. We've been working with Spillman. Spillman sends trainers in. So our go live date with the new system is August 28th at 10 a.m. So we may have to have a ribbon cutting or fireworks or something for that, because that's going to be a big deal and a huge change in our department and its capabilities as far as the reporting and the CAD and things like that. We have MDTs in our cars. Spillman's going to be available to the officers in the car, so they will have better accessibility, better usability, and it will help my administrative staff as well. Right now, we're having to copy and scan reports for dissemination to the prosecuting attorney, the juvenile office, and things like that. Spillman allows us to do that electronically. So with the push in video files and things like that, photographs, all that stuff will be attached electronically. It'll be much simpler for everybody to get the data and the evidence and those type of things attached to the report, so it's one packet when it goes over to them, instead of little bits and pieces in paper form. So that will be a big improvement for my administrative staff.
Your vehicles are like traveling computers almost. I probably don't even have a clue about what all's involved. I guess when I think of dispatch, I think of your people back at headquarters and yep. and then radioing in. But your cars, I guess, are all equipped with computer type systems then?
Well, just the car itself has got computers in it. We have so much equipment in the cars themselves, there's almost no room for the driver anymore. Cars got smaller, the cabin compartments got smaller, and we're trying to cram more stuff in there. We have radar units that are fixed in the cars. We have car-mounted video systems. Now we've had those for probably 15 years in one form or another. Now we have MDTs or mobile data terminals in the cars, so the officers have access back to all of the reporting system. They have access to all that in the cars. And that's a big deal as far as for them to be able to search people roadside without having to ask dispatch to search for things. They can see what's going on within the city as far as other units. They're able to search photographs through our imaging system. So if I need to know, is this person who they say they are? If we have their photo in our system, they can access it from the field. The other thing that allows us to do is with our work with the Autism Directory for Randolph County, this Spillman is going to tie in really, really nice with that, because now once those things are input electronically into our system, the officers have the accessibility to them in the field now, whereas before it was going to be difficult with our old system. But it also allows us things to do with CAD as far as pin mapping. We can identify those individuals if we have their information. So if we have a lost child, for example, in a particular area, Spillman will allow us to identify where we know there to be individuals with autism within that area. And maybe through that way, if they're in our directory, we can match picture to child and know exactly where to take the child to or who to call to come get the child. So that's a big deal. The other part of that autism, because it's electronically, if somebody is, for example, Lake the Ozarks and they have an autistic child, or New York City or L.A., and the child becomes lost there, we can electronically put this into an email and email it to where we need it to go. So New York City Police Department contacts us via their official channels and say, we're missing this child. We understand you have a full pedigree and information on this child and a picture, et cetera, et cetera. Can you email that to us? Absolutely. Because it's an electronic file, we can attach it in an email and email that directory information that the parent or guardian has left with us. We can email it wherever we need to. So that's a big change over what we have right now. Right now, if we had it, we'd have to scan it, copy it, attach it. With Spillman, it's going to allow us to just pull that off and put it in. And hopefully it will allow us, because it's email-based or electronic-based, that we can actually turn some of the updating information over in the future anyway to the folks that have the parents or guardians, so they can go into their own with a password and update that system as they need to. That would save on us having to do it.
Well, some amazing technology, and if some of your officers are like me when we underwent ours, I'm the old guy. I have a hard time.
Absolutely.
Some of your young guys maybe pick up. But how much training is involved to pick up this system then?
So Spillman had a very in-depth training program. Most of the officers are going to receive probably 8 to 12 hours of training in advance on just operating the system. But they have multiple training days that they'll have to be there. Our dispatchers actually receive 3 full days of training. The dispatching portion of this and the CAD system is the most complicated. They're going to have to learn the most about the new system. And I'm one of the old guys too, so I look at it and I have a vague understanding of how to move around in it. But I grew up with the department in Code 3, so it's going to be a big change for me. But I do think that when we get it all said and done and Spillman is comfortable that, yes, you guys can operate this, they're not going to turn us loose with it until they feel we're up to date and can move it and actually operate the system. They also have excellent tech support and help support, so we can contact Spillman at any time and say, I know I'm supposed to be able to look for whatever it is I'm looking for. How do I search for that? So the searchability of the system is going to be a big improvement over what we have right now. So anybody can search for stuff, and it's nice for those possibilities to be it makes us more efficient. And that was the goal, get the officers out of the report room and out into the public where they're doing traffic enforcement, answering calls, or just being out. That's the whole goal. Less time in the building, more time on the street.
Sounds great. You mentioned the expense. Was this something you could prepare for, that it's something that the budget can handle, or how are you able to take a big bite like that?
The budget parts of that, we actually had to go through and it had to have council approval. There had to be some CIP. So this is part of our CIP budgeting that it, we said we needed. This is the price tag. And as you said, as I said, it's not something that we can really argue about. It has to be done. We got to find the money to get this done. And we were at a position that we were able to make that happen. And it's a lease deal, so it's going to be spread out over, I think, 5 to 7 years. It may be just five, but at least it's not quite so big of a bite up front. So we can plan for that, and that makes a big difference.
All right, we need to take a break. Police Chief Troy Link, our guest here this morning. If you have a question regarding this new computer-aided dispatch system, you're welcome to give us a call or any other topic. We're going to shift gears, also talk about body cameras when we continue on the program in just a moment.
Why do I want to retain Judge Jim Cooksey? Because judicial experience matters, and he has it.
He has 19 years experience on the bench.
Because of his community involvement with Boy Scouts, Big Brothers Big Sisters, MACC, and his Presbyterian church.
That's important, and it's why on August 7th, I am choosing the Republican ballot to retain Jim Cooksey as my associate circuit judge.
I'm Jim Cooksey, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Randolph Countyans for Judge Cooksey, Sherry Cooksey Treasurer.
If you're dealing with symptoms such as urinating frequently or urgently, urination with a weak stream, or going several times during the night, Moberly Specialty Group is here to help. We provide non-surgical and surgical treatments that help the bladder and bowel work the way they should. Schedule an appointment at one of our convenient locations in Moberly or Macon. Call 660-235-3937. That's 660-235-3937. Or for more information, visit Moberly. specialtygroup.com.
Hi, I'm State Representative Lyndall Shoemake from Hannibal, seeking to be your next state senator of the 18th District.
And I am Lydia, Lyndall's wife. My husband is a minister, hospital volunteer chaplain, businessman, and Vietnam veteran. He's also pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, and pro-business. Find out more at ShoemakeForSenate.com. Vote for Lyndall Shoemake, Republican in the August 7th primary election.
Paid for by Shoemake for State Senate Committee, Pastor Larry Hines, treasurer.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 2929 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2929.
We are talking with Moberly Police Chief Troy Link here on the live Moberly City Manager's Report. Your questions are welcome. Let's find out a bit more about body cameras.
Body cameras.
That is something that is also a way of the world, right? And almost expected now, isn't it, from your department?
It's expected of law enforcement in general. And we're in a society in general records everything. Everybody's got a smartphone. Yeah. So everything's recorded. Go on YouTube and see the amount of videos that have floated out there for everything under the sun. Body cameras have been used by our department for probably almost 10 years now. Maybe not quite that, but real close to that. The current ones we have, we haven't changed or upgraded the style of body camera that we've had since we got the first ones. They're horribly expensive to replace, at least the ones that we had. We've been forced to replace some of them. We have some attrition with them. They get dropped. They quit working. The biggest thing is they plug them in wrong to charge them and damages the little prongs on the inside. Well, it's $400 to repair that one or $400 for a new, smaller, different version. So the biggest problem we had with them is downloading of the videos, where they end up. And the second problem is mounting them, keeping them on the uniform and in a place that gives us the best video quality for the view that the officer is seeing, but they also stay on place in the uniform. So we had been looking at those things for several years as well. We'd had several companies come in and present their body cameras. Axon, which is a division of Taser Incorporated, came in 8 months ago or so and presented their system to us, which we liked. We just liked the way it met all of the criteria that we had. Had excellent mounting as far as work mounted uniforms. It had different mounting systems, so our TAC guys can get a different mounting system and attach it straight to their vest and just unclip the camera and attach it on. It had excellent software management for it, and that was the other problem that we were facing, is that we have all these videos, but what do you do with them? I got 27 officers or 25 officers out working all the time. What do I do with all these videos that we take, that we have? We don't know which ones we're going to need sometimes. Other ones are obvious, they're evidence. But all those videos have to be stored and maintained for at least a period of time. It takes a lot of gigabytes of data to save those. And so my administrative staff was spending sometimes days looking for videos that were mistagged. It had the wrong report number on it, for example. Well, we couldn't find it. We know we had a video of it. Where was it saved? All those problems existed. So the Axon body cameras, we think, is going to solve a lot of those issues. It goes into a charging cradle, which will be at the station. As soon as the device is put into the charging cradle, the software system is going to recognize that Officer A has placed video camera, whatever number is, into the charging cradle, and there are 5 videos on that. The software will automatically pull those off of the camera and get them saved onto our server. Then the officer can go in and tag those. The nice part about them is even if he doesn't, they're searchable by the officer's name, by the date, by whatever criteria we want them to search for. So it should make finding those videos much easier on my staff, and that's where we spend a lot of time, is looking for videos. That's actually supported to a deal called evidence.com. So now I'm getting a supporting software that will help me manage those video systems. The other thing that it does is that if videos aren't marked by the officer or by administration or as evidence and needs to be held, that system will recognize that those videos are 180 days old or they're a year old and automatically purge them out of the system, so we don't have to manually pull them from our files, which will be a great help and time saver on our part as well. And since the Axon is compatible with Spillman, that's a good choice for us. So Spillman, by getting Spillman, actually opened the door and allowed us to upgrade a lot of other areas that we wouldn't have been able to do before because they weren't compatible systems. So that's going to be a help as well. So body cam footage from a traffic stop, for example, can be attached by the officer directly to the event, and it's there. It's not something that's going to be on a hard drive or a disk or something like that that we have to go find in evidence and then get a copy of, and we can attach it electronically. But if we do have disks, then those will be saved. So we have an evidence process with it. So that would be an improvement as well.
How big is the camera itself? Is it smaller than a button or what?
No, it's not that small. Yeah. It's about, maybe 2 inches by an inch or so, maybe a tad bigger. The ones that we've chosen to use the officer, we test drove them. We had probably 5 or 6 different officers that tested the model that Axon has sent us, and it uses a magnetic attachment. So they actually, part of it fits on the inside of the uniform, and then the camera magnetically attaches through a mounting plate to wherever I want it on my uniform. So instead of having to clip it to the front of the shirt or the pocket, I can attach it where I want. And it's a good system. It survived all of the rigors that the guys put them through. The biggest problem we have is that the ones that just clip on, as soon as you start moving or if you have a struggle or you run, they tend to fall off. And I'd just soon not lose $800 pieces of equipment.
No, but I was thinking about that too. I mean, it can't be cumbersome.
the original ones were. They were awful big and awful heavy. And these, the feedback that we got from the officers that used these, they loved them for the versatility where they could attach them. And the whole goal with a body camera is to provide image of what the officer is seeing. So we want them to forward face. Ideally, they would be attached right next to the officer's eye, so the camera always is looking where the officer is looking. But that's not feasible, really, because you'd have to wear glasses, and we have some pushback on that. It's hard to wear glasses or some type of goggles at night. So usually someplace on the front of the chest is about as good as we can get. And so that's the most at least with my officers, that's the most acceptable position for everybody to have a body camera, someplace between the pockets on the chest, at least it's presenting forward. So, and the whole purpose behind video is to give us a video representation of what took place, not only for evidentiary purposes, but also for disciplinary actions if we need to. The original idea when cameras first came about is that everybody, and I was included in that, was that this is just going to jam up officers. It's going to show them doing this, and we're going to be held accountable. And I don't believe that has been the case. They've been around at least 10 years, and probably the last 5 or 6 years, everybody's had them, it seems like. And by and large, they have been used to exonerate officers much more frequently than to jam them up or be used in disciplinary procedures. It's not that they can't be, it's just that the officers know that they're there. So in some aspects, you can make an argument that our officers are performing at a level better than they would have if the camera wasn't watching.
Certainly accountability right there.
Well, we live in a society now, and that's what we're preaching, officers. You might as well figure somebody's recording everything you're doing all the time. And we would much rather have those evidentiary videos from our perspective than to have to go get them off of the internet because somebody posted that we didn't know how to video and posted it. We really like having our own because I always have their officers' perspective based on what they were seeing and what was there. So that's always good for our purposes.
I know. And we look at it, and you're wearing the uniform, and then I'm sure a protection for the officer, but it's also a protection for the suspect and the public too.
That's right.
If something's not done right, you've got it on camera.
That's correct. It's been we had the officer involved incident back in February of 2017, I think, when we had the officer involved shooting down in the south part of town, and not only video from that officer, but also the responding units. Was very telling as to we could actually see what was happening. So it made the decision as to whether or not we have a criminal act on the part of the officer easy to distinguish and say, nope, this is totally justified. He was justified in his actions. So in that aspect, I know the Sheriff's Department had one as well when they had their incident out on JJ. The officer body cam videos was it's right there. The officers are justified in their actions. There was no questions to be raised. We had a video of it. And that was part of the problem we had with our old system is that it tended to record in short bits. And whatever reason, that's the way it was set up. But it'd be about, 45 seconds to a minute, and then it would put a break in. Well, as that goes, it's like getting pictures of Sasquatch. It's always when the camera wasn't working that it went by. And it seemed like that seemed to be frequently happening. The one part of the video we really wanted to see was the part when there was a small break and there'd be a 10-second break in it or something like that. So the new ones don't do that. They record continuously. And the other part about the new ones is they do a 2-minute backdrop. So the officer activates the camera. It's recording all the time. It's just not saving it. So as soon as they hit record, it's going to backdrop and save the last 2 minutes leading up to when they activated the camera. And sometimes when officers get out, they think that they have one incident that they're investigating, and they get there and discover that, oh, this just changed a whole lot. That could be telling as to when they activated the camera. So we do not have a policy that mandates that every citizen contact be recorded. We have discussed it, but it has not. We haven't decided to go that. We've left it to the discretion of the officers to activate the cameras, but we encourage them to activate the cameras. If you feel the need, that's why you get a camera. Turn it on. So some of our officers activate it on every contact. Some don't. It's just a question of managing all those videos if I mandate every contact. Some of them don't need to be videotaped. Some of them are information being provided to us that perhaps the individual doesn't want videotaped, or it's in a position where the officer is standing beside them or things like that. And so there are cases or incidences when I can foresee that we've got some contacts and some citizen interaction that it's not going to be conducive to be videotaping all of that.
Fascinating stuff.
It's just the way of the world.
So it's not your granddad's police department, much nope. Like other industries in our world.
Nope. And I think that the technology side of this is that law enforcement is slow to convert over to this stuff. They almost need to get burned by it first before they decide it's a good idea. But the body cameras aren't going to be cheap either. It's another necessity that when I presented it to the city manager and the council, they said, yep, that's something we got to do, because the results of it is that a good video management system, a good body cam system could save us millions in a lawsuit. And that's what it boils down to. It's insurance, it's liability coverage on us. It makes us a better department because of it, because we do have the recording and the expectation that we should have videos of that.
Thanks for dropping by.
You're welcome. Thank you.
It's Moberly Police Chief Troy Link on Quick Slam this morning.
When you're looking for the top quality